Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back in. Today we're going to be discussing our week one wide receiver rankings. Happy to be back. It's like Christmas morning all over again. Opening presents, except for this time, it's just rankings. So we are back. Happy to be back. And let's just go ahead and get right into it and not waste any more time. Week one wide receiver rankings are as follows: Tyreek Hill, Amon-Ra St. Brown, A.J. Brown, Justin Jefferson, Garrett Wilson, Mike Evans, Jamar Chase, CeeDee Lamb, Puka Nacua, Jalen Waddle, Davante Adams, and Michael Pittman, wrapping up the type 12. Cody, hit us with the wide receiver one goodness.
Yeah, if you're looking at these rankings and you're seeing Jamar Chase and CeeDee Lamb at 7 and 8 and you're wondering why, that is 100% my fault. I moved them to the bottom of my wide receiver one rankings just because we haven't seen either of them on a field since January. Obviously, the Chase situation is still up in the air, but I can't imagine he doesn't play. Having said that, neither Lamb or Chase has a favorable matchup either, so I'm comfortable moving them down to like my wide receiver one rankings. Not comfortable moving them down any further. If you have them, you're playing them, so there's nothing to worry about here. Like I said, that was just me not entirely sure if they get a full complement of snaps and everything else. The only other guy I want to touch on here in the wide receiver one range is going to be Jalen Waddle. Starts out as a wide receiver one for me, largely due to the game environment. The Jags-Dolphins have the second highest total on the week. There's just a spread of 3 points, so the implied team totals for both of these squads are going to be high. We'll need to keep an eye on the injury report here, but it sounds like Waddle should be good to go for week one. Again, not going to dive into a lot of these guys in the wide receiver one range. If you have any of them, there's no question that you're starting them.
Absolutely. I think the only one that really I'm worried about is Jamar Chase, just the fact that everything's going on and that he still hasn't really practiced. He kind of came in, then he just left again. I don't know what's going to happen now. You know, everyone's worried about Brandon Ayuk and CeeDee Lamb. Both of them were able to get new contracts. I'd assume that they're going to get something done for Jamar Chase, but he's the one that I'm the most hesitant on more than anybody. It does sound like CeeDee Lamb should be good to go. He already said he's going to play, and if he plays, you're playing him. That being said, I think we can just go ahead and move on to the wide receiver twos, and they are as follow: Chris Olave, Cooper Kupp, Nico Collins, Deebo Samuel, Amari Cooper, Drake London, Malik Nabers, Marvin Harrison Jr., Devonta Smith, Rashee Rice, DK Metcalf, and Terry McLaurin, wrapping up the wide receiver two range. So same thing, hit us with the wide receiver twos.
So we both actually have Michael Pittman as a wide receiver two this week, but because of how different we are on some of our rankings, he moved up into the wide receiver one, like consensus for us. But I did just want to touch on him here. I really like this game environment, total of 48.5 points, tied for the third highest over under on the week. We know the Texans are going to put up points and the Colts are going to run a boatload of plays. Josh Downs also doubtful for this one. Even if he does somehow manage to make it back, wouldn't expect him to log a full game. And outside of Pittman, it's rookie A.D. Mitchell and one-trick pony Alec Pierce. So Pittman has a double-digit target ceiling in this game. I bumped Debo up to a high-end wide receiver, too. You were just mentioning the Ayuk saga. That is finally over. But same thing like I was talking about with Chase and Lamb. I'm not necessarily going to expect Ayuk to come in and just log his normal snaps and his involvement. And then also, especially with CMC coming off this calf injury, I think we could see Debo heavily involved in this first game. Obviously, the matchup against the Jets isn't the best, but I'm not all that worried, especially with the amount of different ways that Debo gets involved. Devonta Smith, I feel like I'm going to be higher on him than consensus. I love this spot for Smitty. Reports have him in the preseason during training camp spending a lot more time in the slot than what reporters were used to seeing. And if that does come to fruition during the regular season, especially during this first game, he should see plenty of Keyshawn Nixon, who gave up the second most yards from the slot last year. So I really like this spot for the Eagles in general, but especially for Devonta Smith. And the last one here for the wide receiver twos, Nico Collins. I have him lower than the current consensus, but that's just because like I want to wait and see and figure out how this target share kind of shakes out. If you have him, you're absolutely starting him. But I just wanted to throw that out there, you know, in case people are wondering why he's a little bit lower on this list. Kev, you have him a decent amount higher than I do. Like I said, with Pittman, love this game environment. I just want to see how this all shakes out, what we're getting with Colin Diggs and Dell all in the field together.
Yeah, it's certainly, it's been a pretty hotly contested thing all offseason. So people just make their claims on, take their victory laps week one, whatever happens there. So yeah. The other player I want to hit on, I actually think Terry McLaurin. I love Terry McLaurin this year. I think he's a post-hype sleeper. Somebody that's always been a really good wide receiver, just hasn't always had the best quarterback play. And now he finally gets it with Jaden Daniels. Tampa Bay's defense, especially their pass defense, isn't something that I'm all that worried about. So I do think Terry McLaurin is in a really good spot this week. But let's keep moving here. Let's move over to the wide receiver threes. You have T. Higgins, DJ Moore, Brandon Ayuk, Zay Flowers, Chris Godwin, George Pickens, Christian Kirk, Tank Dell, Stephon Diggs, Xavier Worthy, Deontay Johnson, and Calvin Ridley. So wide receiver threes.
Yeah, Kev, I'm happy to see that you also had George Pickens a little bit lower on this list, especially with me being the Steelers homer hater that I am. Still haven't outgrown that with what they've done this offseason. But I'm even lower on him than where you put him. Like, I kept just like dropping his name down the list because there's just a lot of guys I feel better about. Yes, he's practically the only show in town, but this offense does not look great during the preseason games and throughout training camp. Now he's going to get a matchup likely against A.J. Terrell, a corner, and a team that possibly has the best pair of safeties across the entire league with Jesse Bates and Justin Simmons, who they just signed. I don't trust Arthur Smith to move Pickens around enough to get him away from A.J. Terrell, so I'm going to be much lower on him versus consensus this week. Better weeks are likely ahead, but this ain't going to be one of them. And this total of 40.5 is tied for the lowest of the week. So I just don't like this game environment in general. Someone that I moved up a bunch that I feel like I'm going to be higher on than consensus is Khalil Shakir. Going to be in a fantastic spot going up against one of the worst defenses in the league. Curtis Samuel dealing with that turf toe injury. So even if he does play in week one, again, this is a situation where I don't think he's going to be coming out and going full force here and having his involvement that we thought we were going to get during the offseason with the reports coming out with how he was being used across the formation. And lastly, someone I just skipped over, but that I have a lot higher than consensus, is Christian Kirk. Again, talked about this spot with Jalen Waddle. As long as Kirk stays healthy, he's going to lead this team in targets. He's the only receiver that Trevor Lawrence has rapport with. And if Kirk is in the slot, it looks like he's going to be going up against a undrafted free agent. So I'm all about that life for Christian Kirk in week one.
Yeah, I don't mind Christian Kirk. I really love Brian Thomas. I think Brian Thomas could end up being like the number four rookie wide receiver this year. So I do love Brian Thomas, but I don't hate that call whatsoever. Xavier Worthy, I think, especially because Hollywood Brown sounds like he may or may not play. Yep. He hasn't got back to practice yet, and the Chiefs are on a short week since they played Thursday night. And so if that's the case, Xavier Worthy is a very easy flex option. You plug him into your lineups and play him this week against the Baltimore Ravens. So just a couple of names past the top 36 wide receivers. I really like Jaxon Smith-Njigba this year. I think he is going to be their number two wide receiver. So I think he is somebody that we could definitely look to play as a flex option with Joshua Palmer. We've talked a lot about. I love him as well this week in a PPR format. Khalil Shakir, you don't got to pull anything into me. I think there's definitely a possibility that he leads this team in targets this year. And then I think lastly, I think Rashid Shaheed is kind of interesting as well this week indoors against Carolina, and Brian Thomas are all players you could fire up in your flex options this week.
Yeah, there was another situation that I just didn't know what to do with, and I'm glad that like we're both on the same page here just looking at your rankings for the first time, and that's the Green Bay receivers, especially with Christian Watson and Jaden Reed. It's kind of similar to the Texan situation, right? I have no idea what to expect in terms of the target share here. I do like this game environment in general, so Christian Watson and Jaden Reed, especially while Christian Watson is going to be healthy, I think you can plug both of them in terms of like, you know, flex level plays who might end up playing better than that. But it's just hard to kind of rank those guys right now without really knowing how that's going to shake out. Cortland Sutton going up against Seattle. We've talked about this game a little bit. You mentioned Javonte Williams in the running back show we did, but he is far and away the best option they have at wide receiver. I think Seattle is a defensive streamer you can look at for this week, but I still think because of the gap between Sutton and everybody else on that team, I still think he's going to be able to produce enough to return like flex level type of points. And then if you want to go further on down the list, already touched on this game a few times already, but the other receivers for Arizona, Michael Wilson, Greg Dortch, I think if deep league, you know, 14, 16 team, if you're running out, you know, three wide receivers and a couple of flex spots, I think you can look at them. The spread to me in this one is interesting as well because it's only sitting at 6 points. And you would think with the two perceived differences between these teams, that spread would be a little bit bigger. But I think that's going to be a really interesting game. And then Andre Yoshibas for Cincy. Kind of touch on it with everything that's going on with Jamar Chase. Yoshibas has been the locked-in slot wide receiver for Cincinnati throughout the entire preseason. So I think if you need to throw a dart, you can look at him. The Bengals are 8.5-point favorites, and the run game is questionable at best. So I think he is someone, if you really need to dig down deep, you can look at Yoshi.
Yeah, I don't mind that call whatsoever. And again, we kind of said it. I said it on the running back video. If you haven't watched that yet, go check it out after this. But I do think that, especially this week, I really want to play wide receivers in my flex this week in PPR formats, even halfway PPR. I think there's a little bit easier to project for week one. Week one is always a little bit of crapshoot because we're just trying to figure out how some of these things are going to shake out, what some of these teams are going to look like, how usage is going to be divvied out. And so, you know, week one is not enough information for us to go off of, but at least we're getting some information. And right now we're basically just projecting how we think things are going to go. Same thing with defenses, right? Defense has changed so much from year to year. It's a little bit tougher to talk about, like, you know, fantasy points against numbers and, you know, some of the stuff that they gave up because a lot of defense have changed so much. So that being said, be sure to hit that like and subscribe button. We'll see you on the next one.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.